You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it. They call him
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. This week I'm back with the Pod Tape series. Shout out to Styles from the Brunch Hour Podcast, 12 Cal from the 12 Cal Podcast, and the Cool Out Corner from the Cool Out Corner Podcast. I want to thank everybody who tapped into the Pod Tape 2. It was an overwhelming number of streams and downloads for that episode. So I appreciate all the listeners for tapping in. I want to thank Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast, JR from the West Virginia Uncommonplace Podcast, and the Mind Triggers Podcast for being the first podcasters participating in the Pod Tape series. Y'all been making all the episodes live. Everything's been good. The feedback's been phenomenal. But today, on this episode, it's all about the Midwest. This week, we have Ashley Janae, the host of the Inspiring Discussions and Wrestling Discussions podcast. She has two podcasts. She's been consistent with both. They drop on a bi-weekly basis. So we'll get to hear her today. We also have the Law Speaks podcast, hosted by T-Law and Nora out of Chicago. Last but not least, we have Big Smash and Miss Shantae from Bet the House. I want to shout out my sponsor, DistroKid. All you artists that need distribution for EPs, singles, albums, you can upload an unlimited amount of projects on DistroKid, you can use my code and get 7% off. That's distrokid.com/VIP/7/968392. I'll leave a link in the description of the show. The focus of Fold Crew is the Rottis Live, what's popping artists of the day. We gonna kick shit off with Chain C. Shout out to my crew. And then we gonna kick it off with the Posse Cut. Go hard or go home. Let's get it.
This is Chain rapping for the west side of Chicago. Bringing that heat to these motherfuckers. Bet y'all ain't see this coming.
Shout out to my crew. VIP, we coming through. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Shout out to my crew. Real niggas, we salute. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Shout out to my crew. VIP, we coming through. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Shout out to my crew. Real bitches, we salute. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Lay back and low key. Don't let it fool you. Cause when we spit through the mic, it's going through you. Blowing out niggas' spines with our dopest rhymes. Our shit is flawless, your shit is fish shine. We head of the class, on top of the game. Y'all shit below average, F grade. When we hit the mic, we coming for you. In your lame ass crew, in your bitches too. Niggas be watching, bitches be clocking, trying to buy the style. Cause they rhymes are foul. If you ain't real as fuck, you can't hang with us. A circle of winners eating whack MCs for dinner. Shout out to my crew, VIP, we coming through. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Shout out to my crew, real niggas, we salute. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Shout out to my crew, VIP, we coming through. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Shout out to my crew, real bitches, we salute. We don't fuck around, we shut you down, and this is how we do. Blow deli, crushing niggas like pythons. Niggas whining like bitches, here's a tampon. We sitting on thrones, y'all niggas watching. We rocking crowns, y'all rocking dunce hats. Y'all on that popper shit, we on that stacking racks. Focus up for my crew, we raid the nightclubs. Game tight, spit right, we golden. Shining bright like stars, Sunny shutting track. Down bars. Doors, we breaking, asses we got shaking. Dope rhymes we making, tight beats we got banging. I said doors, we breaking, asses we got shaking. Dope rhymes we making, tight beats we got banging.
Shout out to my crew. Focus a foe, baby. Shout out to my brothers, No Shun, Junebug, JT, Young Shot Town, Blow Money, Rod Ass, Charismatic. We bring heat. Y'all bring static, and this is Chain. I'm out.
Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, maybe say ah, that call. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Make a focus, go hard, I go home.
Punch like we beefing, you would get snuffed for no reason. Who's up? Wouldn't give two fucks with a threesome. I don't do coke, I flow, but lines go blow for blow. Ready to break fist on eggheads and make you comatose. A rap recovering addict, my flow's overdope. Kick so tough, Chuck Norris, don't fuck with notion jokes. All the people should know, when I speak it's the E to the beat. When I go eat with the flow, he see peace selling weekly. Singing as a motherfucking piece on the low. Onslaught of bars, unload, that's what notes do. A hustler's testimony, bug out like my bro June, the focus and folk crew. Too broad as young flows, too charismatic in the shy with focus and folk.
I don't need no label trying to bank on me. I don't need no nigga trying to hate on me. Putting me down, saying what I ain't gonna be. You gassed up, I'll put your tank on E. You know how I treat haters, hooked up to machines. Reading harder than Darth Vader, or like employees when they work under hard labor. But quit rapping, nigga, do us this large favor. You got no bars like when you lose reception. No these bars. New rappers whack, I need a new selection. Next. The Mac leave niggas like Sierra two-stepping. You can drop bombs, I launch nuclear weapons.
Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home.
Henny Hunt, motherfucker, I sip the beige fluid. Sip bitches bop they head. They love how I do it.
Love it.
Whatever I craft, they can't wait for me to spew it.
Wait.
I mic check like night checks and just do it. I ain't bragging, I'm a fire breathing dragon. Slay mics and get it in with a pad and a pen.
Yeah.
It's whatever, with whoever. You welcome to get some. FYI, where I'm from, niggas, we don't run it. Wild hunted for centuries, spit flows and flurries.
Yeah.
The seas run up rapidly to get buried. The mic is what the device is, minus the vices.
Yeah.
I'm the nicest, priceless, like Curry Spices.
For sure.
C to the
sure.
A, to the X, to the N, to the E. None of these hoes got shit on me. Hating on me, cause who I be, clocking my moves and what I do. Take more bitches on how I do. Grind for it, my design. On my ground, climbing that ladder. Nah, no bro shit, I'm spit dope shit. Killing niggas daily with my poisonous venom. Not back it now, cause I know I'm gonna win it. FL crew is who I'm rapping. Niggas not real, then get the stepping. Yeah, I go hard. Y'all niggas need to go home. Like ghosts, y'all niggas need to get down.
Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home.
Go hard, kick bars, get large, get back in charge. We stars, haters like all. We didn't think they'd get far. We are the definition of exhibition in an epic vision. While y'all reminiscing, living endless in a skeptic prison. They gossiping rumors, criticizing my humor. Look at Junior, change the tuner. He gives me a tumor, he's all over my computer. Something like an intruder, my face all in your cyberspace. The industry's future. I paid my toll on radio. Every time they play me, pay me dough. Try to snake me, try to gank me, cake me, take me as I'm a fake ego. I'll pay Chico's to Swayze. Those motherfuckers in the wrong, don't play me, yo. I'm a C-H-I-C-A-G-O, C-H-I-C-A-N-O.
Blow money on young cuz I'm ballin'. How the fuck you see me? Shorty straight be stalking. See me on focus the full tour. I'm doing shows and I'm cushing good. Y'all niggas see me be. I'm money and cuss, I'm ballin'. Y'all niggas never see. Ride high, ride stunt. Get stunt, railroad this blunt. That pad, I'm smoking my lunch. I'm cushing, I'm ballin'. These stalkers be seeing my wrist, my diamond, my chin, my fingers, my 50, my 40, my guy, my Glock, my manager, my tits. Y'all niggas don't even know about this. For money going in. Terminals be going in. Focus up for a tour. Go hard, ball hard,
flow.
Stunt hard. Money cuts, I'm running those swat. Y'all niggas don't know about my swat.
Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. Nigga focus, I fold. Go hard, I go home. Go hard, I go home. These bars unknown. My squad kick flow, make it say ah, that cold. Go hard.
That was the Focus of Foe crew starring Chain with Shout Out to My Crew and Go Hard or Go Home by the Focus of Foe crew featuring Notion, Charismatic, myself Riders, Chain C, Junebug Abeta, and Young Flow Money. These songs are not available on all streaming platforms. Hit me up, I'll get them to you. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Unlimited Ceilings, that's what's poppin'. Creativity, that's what's poppin'. Mama Life Plus 3 podcast, that's what's poppin'. Truth or Lie TV, that's what's poppin'. Good music, that's what's poppin'. The 12 Cal podcast, congratulations on 500 episodes, my brother. That's what's poppin'. Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game podcast, congratulations on 200 episodes and happy birthday. That's what's poppin'. Freddie Gibbs, that's what's poppin'. Pape G, that's what's poppin'. Skoda Hustler, that's what's poppin'. Wrestling discussions.
Now, this is when we was playing the wrestling video game. I remember we was playing WrestleMania 18. So I kept asking you, and I'm talking to you, Jagar. I was asking you, well, how you do this? How you do that? And he was like, it's just like this. Everything you kept doing. I kept asking him, what you doing? What you doing? And then it was funny when I used to be the Undertaker, and I think he used to be Kane, and we used to always beat up the women wrestlers. We had beat up Trish. We had beat up Molly Holly. We was beating the mess out of them girls. And I never forget one time we was playing WrestleMania 19. And then he was like,
I don't already know. It's two moments.
One that I already
he
know.
Was like, yeah, he was like, why y'all beating up them girls? And we was like, yeah, well, we got to. We was beating the brakes off them too. We would get on. We was on in the Hell in a Cell match. We would get on top of the cell and then throw them off the cage and their heads and land on an announcer table. I love it. We was beating the brakes off of them.
Then what did they do?
That was some memories there. And I never forget, Kayla, one time we got you into wrestling. So we came home from school one time. I think we was having some issues with some people at school. And me and my brother was talking about what we going to do to them at school. I said, I'm going to get her to rock bottom. She keep on talking stuff. I did the people's elbow on the pillow. And then grandma was like, what you doing? You doing too much. And then that was when, Kayla, you had joined in and did the people's elbow. Man, we had put on a show, like a 5-minute show. And I never forget, Jakari, I tried to give you the pedigree. So I really did. And then it was right in the kitchen. So I think, Kayla, we made you the referee at this point. So I put Jakari's head between my legs, and grandma came out the room. She was like, what the hell are you doing in there? Don't you put that boy's head between your legs. What you doing? I said, I'm going to give him a pedigree. She was like, pedigree my ass. Don't do that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, man, that was too funny, though.
We did so much stupid stuff. I don't remember that at all.
Man, I gotta say the most memorable one was when I knocked your tooth out.
Yeah, you gave me clothesline
clothesline from hell. I knocked that tooth right out the socket, and we had to end up pulling it all the way out because there wasn't no saving it.
But you only did that because we was playing fight night. I accidentally hit you too hard.
But I still don't remember that though.
Nah, I remember it because you knocked my damn tooth out. That's how I remember it. Yeah, of course I remember it. That was a very traumatic moment in my lifetime doing wrestling moves and shit.
Yeah, man. And then and then I had you look at the Tony Hawk video game box to get your mind off of me pulling the tooth. Definitely. And then once I pulled the tooth out, we are all three of us at the table eating lunch, and you're gonna high five me and say, nice shot.
I don't remember that, but that's not like you should I do.
Yeah, nice shot. Like it wasn't nothing. I'm like, man, that was too funny. And then we got our wrestling games taken away from us.
Oh yeah. But then he gave it back. He always gave your stuff back to you, so then he gave it back to me.
Right. So, I mean, because I never forget it. He took WrestleMania 19. He took Day of Reckoning. He took Day of Reckoning 2. I was mad as hell. I had to stay playing Need for Speed. I'm like, I don't want to play that.
But I mean, that's why he took it, because he knew it was going to hurt you. He knew it was going to hurt you. That's why.
Yeah, I'm like, man. And I still snuck and looked at wrestling. So I never forget one time. And Kayla, you was probably, I think he was 2 years old when this happened. We had went over to my auntie's church friend house. And then her son had Day of Reckoning. At this point, I'm not supposed to be playing no wrestling games, but I still played it anyway. Man, I played there from the time I was there to the time I left. That was about 4 hours. Man, and then when I, and then this is when Batista had won the Royal Rumble, so he was going to decide if he was going to stay on Raw to face Triple H, or if he was going to leave and go to SmackDown and face JBL for the title. So I ran up in that room because my auntie was looking for Jalen's leash to take him outside. So I decided, let me hurry up and see what's going to happen. So I closed that door. I turned on USA. The Batista got one thumb up, and then he got a contract in his hand. He put...
Lost Beats Podcast.
Hey, world. I'm Terrell.
And Nora.
From Lost Beats. Today, we just wanted to let y'all know what our show about. What is our show about? What are we? What is our show about?
Our show is about a lot of things. First thing it's about is supporting indie artists.
Indeed.
And we love our indie artists.
Indeed.
So on our show, you may hear somebody you know, hear somebody you don't know.
Right.
But either way, you get to hear them. We also do things like movie reviews and TV show reviews.
So far, we've done Baby Boy. Because y'all were too hard on my man's Jody. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all was hard on him. He was only 20 years old. He was not supposed to have life together. We did She's Gotta Have It. We did Lottery Ticket.
Yep.
But okay, but I'm gonna take y'all back to our origins real quick. So It first started as, you know, with me. I was the face of Lost Speaks originally.
Yes, you were.
And you know, I started hosting the show first. But then wifey came and thought she was Tupac, and she came in and Tupac the hell out this show.
I sure did.
Because you know how Snoop Dogg was star of Death Row, then Tupac came and took over? That's kind of what she did. She became a fan favorite. Even though at the end of the day, y'all, I'm still David Ruffin, and these are the Temptations. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm Terrell, and this is Law Speaks. Nora is Law Speaks. I'm Terrell. I'm David Ruffin. Because ain't nobody coming to see Nora. They're coming to see me.
Obviously, I'm oldest, and they all come to see me. Without me, they wouldn't see you.
How they all come to see Otis? Well, they all come to see Otis now.
Yes.
But I'm still David Ruffin. They missing David Ruffin. They want David Ruffin. They just got stuck with Otis.
This ain't David Ruffin at Temptations.
But now, no disrespect to Otis, y'all, but respect to all people who listen, man. And thank y'all who tunes in to listen to us. Some of my favorite episodes are as follows. The Journey. That's a good episode. I dropped on my birthday. That's talking about my music journey.
Mm-hmm.
Law Speaks, part 3. Collaborations. What you got?
I got a 100th episode because it's one of my favorite episodes because we bought back.
Bring it back. Oh, bring it back now. Bring it back to the... Oh, that's a spoiler. We ain't going no farther than that. Bring It Back is going to be a song that's going to be on... my album, but continue.
Anyway, the 100th episode brought back some of our favorites, some people that was with us from the very beginning.
Right.
So that's one of my favorite ones. And of course, the one we did with our baby girl, Lissa.
Right.
Who has her own show, Lissa Speed, same as plug.
Coming soon.
And she did some Barney versus Elmo.
All right.
Things. So yeah.
Great.
That was nice.
All right. Y'all go check our episodes out. We drop every Saturday, unless otherwise noted. Y'all can hear it on our website, lawspeaks.net. Y'all can hear it on every streaming platform.
That is correct.
And if y'all tune in, y'all can also hear some vocals from your boy. Like, we turn to Law Speaks. Y'all know y'all missed us back. Hey. Or tender love, da 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 da. Yeah, I sing all the time on there, and she looks at me crazy, but y'all can't see us. Sometimes we have a bunch of good arguments. Well, we got serious topics, but go ahead, Tupac. Let them know let them know the deal, Tupac. Hey, Mary.
You silly.
How do you want it?
So, yeah, so we have serious topics, and we have, you know, less serious topics.
How do you feel?
Either way, we like to get you guys' opinion on, you know, what we should actually be putting on the show and what you should see.
Yep.
So that's
coming up as a podcast in the game. We doing this stuff for real. Hey, how do y'all like it? Do y'all want to hear it? Coming up, lots of people in the podcast game. Okay, never mind. That's all I got.
Yeah, about that. Anyway, listen to us on our streaming platforms. Like he said, every right. Saturday we drop, and sometimes we even.
And that's all we got, y'all. But that's all we got. But we out of here, man. I was supposed to silence my notification, but that's okay. We out of here. Let's go.
Bet the House Podcast.
Always a learning curve. You know what I'm saying? When I got into, I used to tell you all the time, like when we got together. There were things that you were doing that I had never experienced before. You know what I'm saying? I had never, and I could be wrong, but according to my recollection, I had never, you know, seen someone actually take the time to figure out what it is I like, or what it is I want, or how does he like things? You know what I'm saying? It was never that for me. Like,
but why? How would you expect it to be you was always the side piece to who was in a relationship?
I'm gonna get to that. I dealt with women who needed me, as opposed to wanting me. Like, that was my type. I wanted you around. I had that sort of power over you. You know what I'm saying? When I walked into your rear view, but not even your rear view, your front view, it was different. It automatically felt different. You know what I'm saying? You didn't need me. You know what I'm saying? Because let you tell it, and I hear it 24/7. I had this, this, and this.
You hear it 24/7 because you bring it. You bring it. You take your little shovel. And you dig it out. This is why you hear it. Now, so, I don't mind reminding you, but I'm not one to stand on stuff like that, like all day long and stuff like that.
I don't
that,
mind reminding you either.
But tell me about it, because $15 get a whole spiel, boy. Like, I can't even believe it. We back at square one. Just that fast. I'm glad it's Sunday, and it happened after I came from church. Because I probably wouldn't have made it to church. And if I had made it to church after that conversation, I probably would have been set afire as soon as I walked through the door.
Yeah, listen. She ain't telling the whole story.
She's just
telling, you know what I'm saying? Shantae has a decency of blocking me all apps.
But why? And it's then, for the same reason.
And then when she needs something or wants something, she will unblock me for that moment. Like Cash App, for instance. You know what I'm saying? All this time I've been blocked on Cash App. So she like, yo, you got some money? I'm like, yeah. You want me to sell it to you? She like, no, don't sell me nothing. So okay. I'm like, okay.
See? But here is the break in communication between us. I said that for a reason. Because one of my Zales... One of my accounts is locked because something with my card. So I can't do nothing. No.
Why didn't cut me in on it?
Boy, please. We'll both be in jail.
I didn't know you
time.
Was into that no. type of stuff.
No. And my other account literally is overdrawn.
Okay.
So you would have hit either one of my Zelles. I wouldn't have been able to get that money.
Shantae is difficult, ladies and gentlemen.
I can be, but I'm not difficult in a bad way. I'm difficult in a way that the man in my life would just have to, you know, like, and it's small stuff. Too. It's small stuff. I'm like, petty. Okay, yeah, I am going to unblock you for this $15. That don't mean for you to go on this rant on how much I need you and all this good. Because, buddy, you're not cashing out my life. I mean, like, it's $15. So
you know what I don't get about people? They need it, right? But then they will always try to downplay it.
Facts. Like,
oh,
me.
Oh, it's just $15.
Facts. And I was thinking this after you sent me the money and I left to the store. Because you had said, and I'm like, okay, but I get up and take you to work every morning. That ain't nothing. I get around the way. Well, then get around the way you get around. What? Why are you waking me up for work every morning? Because I don't go to work till 9 o'clock at night. So if it ain't nothing, why am I doing it? And why are you asking me?
Why do women
to?
Always do that, though? They downplay everything.
I don't.
Until it benefits them.
I'm going to tell you.
All of a sudden, it's a big deal.
Like, back at what you were just starting to say, like, you know, I never needed you in a way. And this is any
person that
came into my life.
That's what drew me to you.
But at the same time, that don't mean I did not need you.
Now,
that
see,
don't mean I don't need you.
Your needing me
was
different
from
than
what
everybody else needing me.
Facts.
Everybody else needing me was my guy acting up. Come on over.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Because contrary to what people think, I was a...
Peace, peace. This is Kyoko Today, the writer, poet, and author of the poetic story Emotional by Today. That's TODAE. So go ahead and get your copy off of Amazon.com under the book section. Again, that is Emotional by Today. TODAE. And you heard it first on Roddus Live. Peace.
So we're dropping the mic on Roddus Live. The last episode of the Pod Tape charted on Good Pods in the top 100. It came in at number 35. It also charted on Apple Podcasts in the top 100. It came in at number 40 in the music commentary category on both platforms. I want to thank all the participants of the Pod Tape series. I want to thank the podcasters that contributed to this Midwest edition of the Pod Tape. So I want to thank Ashley Janae, the host of Wrestling Discussions and Inspiring Discussions. I want to thank T-Law and Lenora, the host of the Law Speaks podcast. And I want to thank Big Smash and Miss Shante from Bet the House podcast for contributing to the Midwest edition of the Pod Tape. This is Pod Tape 3, and it's a good opportunity, and it's been a good experience so far, and I just want to keep doing it. So currently, I have 2 more episodes of the Pod Tape. Just 2 more episodes. Y'all get those episodes in the next 2 weeks. So, this has been another episode of Roddus Live. Keep tuning in to the Pod Tape. I think it's a dope concept. It's a dope idea. But it's not dope without the podcasters who submitted their episodes and their content for the world. So this has been another episode of Roddus Live. Peace.